It's great to be together again at the end of another week as we pursue Christmas. Do you like Christmas carols? Oh, I sure do. And by that I mean the old classics. Today I have been humming, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, Christ the Lord. Indeed, as we do all throughout the year, we come together today in adoration of Christ. All true Christ followers love Him, and our hearts surge within us in anticipation for His return so that we can behold Jesus face to face. He came to earth once before, the Advent, and He will come again. Do you love Christ today? Then come and adore Him with me. Should you be honest and say, I do not really love Christ, I do not know Him, or I'm confused about who He is, I'm not even really sure why I'm tuning in today, write to me, would you? If your heart is tender, if your mind is open, if you're facing some struggle making your way in life, perhaps you even did once love Christ, but your relationship with Him has grown sour and cold. You were once filled with such hope, but life has ground you down, even pummeled you with its harsh realities. You want someone who doesn't quite know you to talk with freely. Write to me. Reach out to me today in confidence. I will offer you my listening ear and definitely my prayers. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com. That's mark@markaswallow.com. Or you can write to me and address it to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. You spell Winchester Winchester. Maybe you've been meaning to write to me and you just never get around to it. Well, do not delay. Write to me today, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. I really do anticipate hearing from many of you. Now, as you know, if you've been with us, today we're going to look at one more text in the Bible that clearly tells us Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not a virgin for her entire life. This contradicts what many people believe about her. The Roman Catholic Church has been the most prominent proponent of what they call the perpetual or permanent virginity of Mary. And that is, they teach that Mary was always and forever a virgin. But the Bible says otherwise. And we have looked at many passages over the last several days. If you missed that, get caught up this weekend by listening to the podcast. You can get those free of charge from the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. And if you have any trouble finding them, email me. Today, I invite you to listen to a verse within Psalm 69. That's Psalm 69. But just before I zero in on the verse, I want you to know, let me just say that if you do not already know this, we find Jesus Christ repeatedly in the Psalms. Jesus is eternal. He has always existed, He exists, and He will always exist. He does not only appear in history when He's born to Mary in Bethlehem. So even though the Psalms were written well before the earthly time of Christ, He's still there in the Psalms on nearly every page. Really. Jesus says of Himself that the writers of the Psalms speak of Him. Listen to the words of Jesus in Luke 24 and verse 44. This is Luke chapter 24 and verse 44. Now Jesus said to them, these are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. The psalmist wrote about Jesus. And we call certain psalms in particular messianic psalms because they speak of Jesus as Messiah. And the psalm that we're about to look at is one such messianic psalm, Psalm 69. And listen to verse 8. This is about Jesus. Psalm 69, verse 8 says, I have become estranged from my brothers and an alien to my mother's sons. Let me give that to you again so that it'll really sink in. I have become estranged from my brothers and an alien to my mother's sons. Now, what does this mean to us? Well, first, it means that Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, had other sons. The psalm says Jesus was estranged from His brothers. He was an alien to His mother's, that's Mary, sons. And alien there means distasteful. His brothers did not get along well with Jesus. As I've been telling you all week, based on what the Bible says, Mary had other children after the birth of Christ. She was not a perpetual virgin. This verse again demonstrates for us that she was not. It demonstrates it with clarity. The second thing Psalm 69 verse 8 means is that Jesus' brothers did indeed reject him. This psalm is prophetic. It tells us with 100% accuracy about the future. Listen again to John chapter 7 and verse 5. For not even Jesus' brothers were believing in him. On a timeline of events, you would find a massive, monumental distance between when Psalm 69 was written and when in John 7. And elsewhere in the Gospels, we learn that Jesus' own blood half-brothers did not believe in him at first. But you will also find the complete harmony between the prophecy in Psalm 69 and the reality in John 7. The Bible is God's trusted and holy word. What is written about in the Old Testament matches perfectly with what is written in the New Testament, and vice versa. What is written about in the New Testament aligns perfectly with what is written in the Old Testament. God speaks with one clear voice. Psalm 69 tells us something important about Mary. She's not a perpetual virgin. The New Testament texts I've read all week tell us something important about Mary. She was not a perpetual virgin. Perhaps you find what I'm teaching offensive. You may be a Catholic person who reveres Mary. You hold her in the highest esteem possible for another human being. And you've been taught your whole life that she's a virgin, perpetually. To suggest otherwise is to defile her. To dare to suggest that Joseph invaded her holy body in sexual intercourse makes her somehow dirty. You feel this way if you worship or venerate Mary as a woman of an immaculate conception who is sinless and is someone you pray to on a regular basis, even daily, hourly. But let me just say that sexual intercourse between husband and wife is not defilement. Sex between Mary and Joseph following the birth of Christ does not defile Mary. It does not take away the true honor due her as the mother of our Lord. I also respect Mary and honor her for the servant of God that she was. And I'll say more about this next week. But I believe the Bible teaches me to not over-honor her. I do honor Mary because God chose her to bear Jesus, but I do not want to over-honor her. The Bible teaches that she is not too holy to have normal sexual relations with her husband. It is holy to have intercourse with your spouse. Now, of course, God commands that sex be only for marriage, between one man and one woman for life. Sexual intercourse in any other context is unacceptable to God and is sin. The Bible is clear on this. I know the society we live in today does not see sex this way, but it does not matter how the society or the culture sees it or redefines it. What matters is how God sees it and how God defines it. And God looked on sex between Joseph and Mary favorably following the birth of Jesus. By now, I hope you sense that I welcome disagreement, and listeners do write to me so that we can dialogue about what we're learning together here on God Is. So if you have been listening this week and you do not like what you're hearing, can I just encourage you to drop me a note, either via email or regular mail? You can be sure I will take time to respond. And the same holds true should the teaching be of help and encouragement to you. And of course, I love questions. You won't find a good teacher alive on the planet that doesn't appreciate and value questions. And it's so true. The only dumb question is the one not asked. So how about it? What's impacted you this week? Tell me about it. As we conclude today, I just want to remind you that our main text is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 56. It may seem like I've lost sight of this as I led you through other passages of Scripture to demonstrate that Joseph and Mary had other children. But I have definitely not lost sight of Luke 1. In fact, I want to read to you the verses we have already covered. Here's Luke 1, verses 26 and 27, and verse 34. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 34, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" We're going back there on Monday, and we'll begin at verse 28, Luke 1, verse 28. And in preparation for that, I'd like to invite you to keep up with our little reading challenge. It is to read Luke 1, verses 26 through 56, once a day, every day, right up until Christmas Day. Have you been reading it? Good. Oh, you have not? Well, then you have a great opportunity this weekend to do so. It is not too late. Get a hold of your Bible or borrow one or get on BibleGateway.com online. That's BibleGateway.com online and punch in Luke 1, 26 to 56. Read it again and again. I promise you that you'll get more out of our time together on God Is if you have read this alongside everyone who's tuning in. You might be tempted to think, I know this already. This is the Christmas story. It's almost boring to me at this stage in my life. Or, I'm not in the mood for Christmas yet. But do you mind if I challenge your thinking? This is not boring. And you have more to learn. Some of your assumptions need to be challenged. And as far as Christmas being a mood, God never puts Christ into the context of a mood. For God, Christ, and you cannot spell Christmas without Christ, is to be adored. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. So it doesn't matter what your mood is or what my mood is. We ought to always be in the mood for Christ. We're looking at the genealogy of Jesus this Christmas, and specifically Joseph and Mary, the earthly parents of Jesus. Right now, we're focused on Mary. We've dealt with her virginity, and beginning on Monday, we move on in Luke 1 so I can say more about who she was. And I look forward to having you right back here with me on Monday, for God is...